Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Player on 720 WGN. So while we are experiencing a winter freeze this weekend, Chicago's warmest meteorologist, ABC 7 Cheryl Scott, joins us tonight. What's up, Cheryl?
Oh, I am well, trying to stay warm. How are you?
I am great, and happy New Year to you as well. And here's what I love. Okay, so now that you're the 5 and 10 p.m. meteorologist, do you get full access to the AB7 chopper that you get to travel around in, or some chopper around town? I saw you. That's how you got around town this weekend.
That is true. You know, I've never been in the ABC 7 chopper. One day, I'm sure I will get up there. But Terrell and I got the privilege of riding in a vertiport helicopter New Year's Eve weekend to our location for the night up in Oak Brook, which was so fun. We had a blast, and everyone was really, really, really gracious. So that was great.
How fun is that show? Because I was looking, you know, it's been around 26 years. It topped the ratings again this year, which was great because nobody wants to watch that other thing. The star's nice for about 3 seconds, but that is the legendary show that so many people have rung the year in with for decades, really.
That's music to my ears, and thank you for that. Yeah. Last year, that new show came out. We won't even touch on that, but we've put a lot of time and effort into this show, and you know, Mark and Janet hosting it for so many years. So it is a staple for the New Year's Eve celebrations in Chicago, and I'm just lucky and fortunate to even be a part of it. But we have a blast, and this was the first time really I got to work closely with Terrell because we are opposite.
Yeah,
he's morning and I'm night. Yeah. But we're two of the youngest here at ABC, so, you know, I think we vibed really well off of each other. We had lots of energy and just wanted to have fun and dance pretty much through the entire night. So
how fun
is
that? Yeah, it was a blast. Yeah. And you mentioned that you're the two youngest really at the station. And I think all the TV stations in Chicago are going through that transition right now where, you know, the anchors and weather sports people that we've been used to for generations watching, I mean, they're at a point where they're retiring and you got to start prepping for the future. And I know you're doing that quite a bit at the station in just about every time slot.
That is happening. So what I have to say to that is that Chicago, you're stuck with me. I don't know what to do. I am here. This is my home. I love what I do.
Yeah.
And it's great. But, you know, we are losing some people that have been around for years and years, but more power to them to retire and take off and enjoy
life.
You know, much needed time off. Exactly.
Absolutely. I mean,
they have built the road. So we just have to continue to pave it.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a new year. Any New Year's resolutions you made for yourself this year, Cheryl?
This is always a hard question.
I ask you every year.
Deliver better weather.
Okay. That's a big promise.
Yeah.
That's a big promise.
And then, you know, just to enjoy and have fun and, you know, giving back more than I possibly can.
I like that.
Little things like that.
I like that. You know, mine was try and spend more time with people that I care about and vice versa that are true friends. Because, I mean, you know, there's people out there that might not be the truest of friends. So you want to spend more time with the people that really care and vice versa and do more experiential things, too, because you know what? You can give gifts all year long, but spending time with people and doing things with people that are fun, those are the memories that I think I want. I just want to do more of that this year.
100%.
Right?
That's great. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. How's your little beagle? I keep seeing him all over Facebook.
She is good. She's 8. She's the best. She's such a little, she's a ham. But we are enduring the cold weather together. I can tell you that she's putting on some pounds because there's not a whole lot of walking happening when temperatures are this cold.
Does she like, I mean, I don't know, does she like the outdoors very much as far as the colder weather, or is she pretty much, I'll be in here?
She loves being outside, and I mean, she's a beagle, so hunting nature,
Yeah.
They can handle cold climates.
Sure.
She loves snow. I, however, cannot spend more than 10 minutes outside without having it outside.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, we started off with a really mild winter, and now this Arctic blast has made its way to Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we've been colder than this. So this isn't even terrible. Highs near 20 degrees, wind chills a little bit colder. But we are in this cycle where we've been up and down. And the good news is as we head into Tuesday and even Monday tomorrow, which is an important day, and I know we're going to touch on that in a second, temperatures will be back to near average and near 40 by Tuesday.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, looking forward to that. Yeah, you know, we've been spoiled. We have been spoiled this whole winter. I mean, it was almost like spring and summer until the middle of November. So you're absolutely right. And you talked about giving back. You've been doing that for years with the American Red Cross. And since your days in Knoxville, Tennessee, which was one of your first gigs out there, and the big Great Chicago Blood Drive is happening on Monday, tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is a big deal, and I'm so happy to say that ABC7 is partnering with the American Red Cross on this. And this is our big, I believe this is our third year we'll be doing this Chicago Blood Drive. And let me just say this. Let me preface all of this by saying every two seconds, someone in the U.S. is in need of blood.
Wow.
So this is such a huge, huge deal. And especially in Chicago and in really the northern half of the country, what we see in the cold months and inclement weather, less people getting out to donate blood. So there's more of a demand, and there always is more of a demand for blood during the winter months. So this is why we host this at this time of the year. And it is tomorrow, January 9th, and it's just going to be an all-day event, and we are looking for people to sign up, volunteer, come out, and give blood. Let me say it's quick and painless because needles don't hurt that much, right?
Right. No, not at all. Close your eyes.
It takes up about 15 to 20 minutes of your time if you sign up online, and it's a pretty easy process, and I will be out there all day, and I'm talking all day from about 3 a.m. I go on the air with ABC7,
wow,
and I'm on the air from the blood drive until 10 o'clock at night.
That's awesome.
So, I want to see, and I want to meet new people, and it's such a good cause.
And again, the location is in Oak Brook.
So we have two locations.
Yeah.
We usually do it at Union Station, but they're undergoing renovation. So this year, we're doing it at the Hyatt Regency Chicago, downtown, 151 East Wacker Drive, starting at 7 a.m. and it'll go till 6 p.m. so everyone downtown can come. And then we have another location out in Oak Brook, the Drake Oak Brook Hotel, 2301 York Road, and that starts at 8 a.m. and will go until 6 p.m.
Wow. And donors of all blood types are needed, particularly O negative, A negative, and B negative each day. Again, the Red Cross needs almost 14,000 blood donations to meet the needs of patients at approximately 2,600 hospitals and transfusion centers across the country. So as you said, the need never ends.
Never, never. It's crazy to think about it. And more than, 1.5 million people are expected to be diagnosed with cancer in the coming year. I mean, the stats are just off the charts and something you don't even want to think about. But when we say these things and we say, every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. is in need of blood, I think that resonates with people, and that some people that never even thought about giving blood, it just hasn't come to their mind. So hopefully they're listening to this and saying, you know what, that's something easy that I can do. I can give up 15 to 30 minutes of my day, put out my arm, give some blood, and help save lives. That's the end goal.
Well, again, the Great Chicago Blood Drive happening tomorrow. You can catch Cheryl out there. She's also on ABC7 at 5 and 10 on the ABC7 News. She's also on Facebook and Twitter, too. And for more on these events, visit abc7chicago.com and redcrossblood.org. Always a pleasure, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Happy New Year to you.
You too.
All right, my favorite conversations of the year, Don Rickles, Carol Burnett, Kevin Matthews, Sophia Bush, Buzz Aldrin, and much more coming up after the news next on 720 WGN.